Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The left fielder, Jeffrey Leonard. Batting third. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting fifth. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting sixth. The DH, Joey Meyer. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jim Adussi. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Dale Sviam. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Wegman. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Terry Francona. Batting second. The second baseman, Houston Jimenez. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Paul Zuvella. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rich Yett. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Molitor strikes out. 1 out. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Leonard strikes out. 2 outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Francona hits a line drive towards short. Sviam reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Houston Jimenez is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Wegman fires to first and picks off Carter. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Deer is called out on strikes. 1 out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Surhoff hits a line drive into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Meyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hall hits a pop-up towards first. Adussi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Upshaw batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Adussi is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Adussi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jimenez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jimenez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Sviump batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sviump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jimenez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Allenson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Zuvella is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Zuvella hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jimenez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Leonard is 0 for 1 in the game. Leonard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Molitor moves to third. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount strikes out. One out. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Allenson to Jimenez covering second. The throw back to home, and Molitor is out at the plate. Leonard moves to third. Two outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Deer is 0 for 1 in the game. Deer hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona strikes out. One out. Houston Jimenez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Jimenez is 0 for 1 in the game. Jimenez hits a fly ball into left field. Leonard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jimenez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Zuvella scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Adussi is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Adussi is 0 for 1 in the game. Adussi hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Adussi moves to second. Dale Sviump is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sviump is 0 for 1 in the game. Sviump strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Leonard. Hall reaches second base with a double. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hall moves to third. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Upshaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Upshaw hits a fly ball into left field. Leonard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hall tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby hits a line drive into left field. Leonard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ziavella scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Leonard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ziavella scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Carter who is chasing the ball. Yount reaches third base with a triple. Rob Deer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Deer is 0-for-2 in the game. Deer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Yount scores. It's Brewers, 1, Indians, 1. B.J. Surhoff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Surhoff is 0-for-2 in the game. Surhoff hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Allenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wegman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Ziavella is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ziavella is 0-for-1 in the game. Ziavella hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Houston Jimenez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jimenez is 0-for-2 in the game. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adusi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jimenez for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Joey Meyer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Adusi is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Adusi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adusi hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Gantner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Carter hits a line drive into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hall hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Upshaw takes first base on ball 4. Hall moves to second. Brooke Jacoby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jacoby is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Hall moves to third. Upshaw moves to second. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0 for 2 in the game. Allenson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Leonard. Allenson reaches second base with a double. Hall scores. Upshaw scores. Jacoby goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Indians. Paul Zuvella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zuvella is 0 for 2 in the game. Zuvella hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Allenson moves to third. Juan Neves now pitching. Ron Kittle pinch hits for Terry Francona. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kittle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 0 for 2 in the game. Sviam hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jimenez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Leonard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Zuvella scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Clear now pitching. Houston Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Jimenez is 0 for 3 in the game. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adusi fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0 for 3 in the game. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Yount is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Yount hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Deer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Deer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yount moves to second. Doug Jones now pitching. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-3 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Surhoff reaches second base with a double. Yount scores. Deer moves to third. It's 4-2, Indians. Greg Brock pinch hits for Joey Meyer. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Brock hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Adussi is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Adussi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adussi strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gantner batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Gantner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Deer scores. There goes Surhoff trying to get to home. Snyder throws the ball into Allenson, who tags Surhoff, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Milwaukee Brewers, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.